If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
What makes me happy is knowing that I'm giving more than I'm taking. It just does. It's also my kryptonite. It's what allows me, and I'm very self-aware, and I'm a communicator. I am absolutely aware that in my 80s or 90s, I could become a very resentful old man. I genuinely believe that right now. And I'm trying to do actions in my 40s now to curtail that. You know, first way to fix something is to acknowledge it. I believe that I give so much, and I've already sensed certain resentment times with my dad, my family, like I have, that I'm like, oh, wait a minute, I need to be careful here. I live on optimism in the future, thus I'm always willing to not take as much because I've got more time. I'm the more talented one. I can always do it. And I think when I get to 80, 90, or if I get terminally ill, I always get scared about getting terminally ill because I feel like I am so optimistic and happy for the future that I could go into deep depression. And so I think about that. I think my vulnerability is my gift. And so what makes me happy is giving more than I take, but I wanna be more thoughtful about that going forward because I also don't want that to lead to, you know, resentment down the stretch when I don't see as much time or I don't have as much energy, you know?
Totally. Okay. Well, I'm afraid we're running out of time, so I kind of want to close out on one last question, kind of to wrap up. And, you know, as we kind of look out into the horizon, out into the future, you know, given that you are a businessman and such a successful one at that, you know, you run a major corporation, also have your hand in so many other companies. You know, like as we look at all the conversations happening around social good and progress, I'm wondering if you see a solution. You know, like one of the things that has continuously come up is the concept of like boycotting businesses that aren't toting the morals that we want to see in society.
Yeah.
I'm wondering where you stand on that. What do you think is effective moving forward for us to push for the world that we want to live in?
By individual actions.
And also the role of businesses in doing that as well.
By individual actions. I don't like to impose my altruism on other people. I think we've become way too judgmental without context. And my answer to your question is, we need to lead by action, not by words. Everyone's a tough guy. On social, do you know how many people hashtagged boycott XYZ but are now using that? So my point of view on this is when we start having conversations where it sounds like you all should or we should, and by the way, I admire ones that rally, but I like to do it through action. I'm driven by gratitude. Yeah. I'm incapable of being upset around things that don't matter.
Yes.
And everything besides the health of 9 people doesn't matter. When a parent of mine passes away, that 11 will become a 0.
Yeah, right.
for a day, a month, a year, I don't know. I haven't crossed that bridge. But I have put myself in a very interesting box mentally, which is my perspective is binary. It is black and white. Either the 9 or 10 or 11 people I love the most are healthy and woke up this morning and didn't die, and thus I'm fully happy, or not. And losing an account or having people write something bad about me or having a PR headache or something didn't work out the way I wanted or somebody stabbed me in the back, or it resonates for a second. Maybe it gets, extremely difficult things that I notice contemporaries struggle with carry 3 minutes of anxiousness with me, 65.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Seconds of inconvenience, if it's traumatic, maybe a couple of hours before it translates into, this really doesn't matter.
So it's all what you say to yourself at the time, or do you practice developed over time?
I probably have spent the last 15 years of my life making pretend that my mom died.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. I do a lot of things where something great happens or something bad happens, and I make pretend, and then the phone rang and my mom died. So how would I feel? Would I feel like this huge trophy I just got meant anything? No. Would I feel like this terrible thing that happened in business today was terrible? No. So yeah, I've been practicing for a very long time.
That's a really amazing way to look at things.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love that. It really works for me.
I can see how it would work, but it's not something anyone would think of.
Yeah, it's something I've been thinking about putting out more in the world. Like, really just think about it. Like, just really wake up and go to sleep every night and make pretend the singular person you love the most just died in a horrific accident. I know it. No, I get it. But look, I want to be very empathetic. People are watching this. We all know the majority of the world deals with issues. They're watching a man who just said he's an 11 on the 1 to 10 happiness scale. That can come across very insincere. And the follow-up to why I'm there is an extreme different kind of thought process that isn't talked about in contemporary times that I would like to argue is worth a debate. Whether it works for others or not, I don't know. But it is what I do. It is what I do. And if
people are seeing you as being so successful, they want to know how your brain ticks. So maybe these little things are things we haven't thought about but should be thinking about.
And if they look at my success as an ability to walk around very light versus the money I've made or the followers I have, then the hack that I just gave is even more powerful.
Yeah.
And I would argue that a lot of my business success comes from the fact that I have not had to take a lot of hours ever in 25 professional years to sit and worry about something that's happening outside the business.
Amazing.
I'm giving it my all, carefree, and that's how I see it. I read an enormous amount of comments. I watch what people consume. I have an obnoxious amount of conversations. There's not an influencer on earth that is more in their community than me, and I'm actually busy because I respect and obsess over my community in a way that I just have not seen anybody else do. I don't know what else to say. I really don't. I feel it's a little bit of an audacious statement, but there is something clearly, deeply entrenched in my soul that is petrified to ever sell out, which makes me feel like I overcorrected in my kindness and human. I don't know what else to say. Like, that's my, if you know, I'm trying to analyze me from afar, like my only something is happened or in me that is just petrified of hypocrisy or being full of shit that just has completely just makes me happy. And by the way, back to staying grounded, staying grounded. It's predicated on that. Like, I don't even know any other option. I just don't know. It would scare the living shit out of me for somebody who actually knows me to say something bad about me. They could speak to my flaws or shortcomings, which I have plenty of like anybody else, but my spirit, my intent, My humanity? No fucking way.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.